With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russian President Vladimir Putin is praising President Trump's efforts to end the war in Ukraine more than 3 years after it began. Two leaders will be holding pivotal talks coming up tomorrow in Anchorage. In the meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and other European leaders working to ensure their interests are taken into account when Mr. Trump and Putin hold those talks. One political commentator says you can trace the roots of the Trump revolution to radical changes unleashed by President Barack Obama. Here's Bob Agnew.
Guy Shiraki says Obama meant it when he said,
"We want to fundamentally transform America."
Dismissed by many at the time as a mere political slogan,
we now know it was the beginning of a movement.
The progressive movement, he says, and it came to a head during COVID when government, the media, the intelligence, and medical communities all began to work in concert.
Not only to push a narrative, but to shut down any opposition to that narrative.
A transformation so fundamental, Shiraki says it sparked pushback that took the shape of Donald Trump's MAGA revolution. Bob Agner reporting.
Yet another state right now may be considering redrawing congressional maps. Texas isn't by itself in this cause. Here's Ed Donahue with the story.
Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democrat, says the California plan is partisan to redraw congressional maps in an effort to help his party win 5 more House seats next year.
We have got to recognize the cards that have been dealt, and we have got to meet fire with fire.
This would all be up to voters to decide. In Texas, lawmakers are considering a new map that would help them send 5 more Republicans to Washington.
We can't stand back and watch this democracy disappear district by district all across this country.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is SRN News. In New York, quite an uproar over drag queen bingo.
Public outrage has led to the cancellation of a fundraiser by the Child Advocacy Center of Greater Rochester. The organization, which says its mission is to protect vulnerable kids from harm, had been planning to host a bingo night featuring a performance by a drag queen. When word got out to the local community, it rebelled, some pointing out the strange irony of the center putting on a show that experts say would actually harm children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for Jews in France, the country with the largest Jewish population in Europe. An air traffic controller in Paris suspended for shouting "Free Palestine" to the pilots of the El Al jetliner he was supposed to be leading in for landing at Charles de Gaulle Airport. It's against regulations to use air traffic control communications for unrelated purposes, and that air traffic controller now is in trouble. This is SRN News. Health officials in Sudan launching a 10-day cholera vaccination campaign in Khartoum, capital city, that to curb a rapidly growing spread of the disease. It has afflicted an estimated 100,000 people in the last 11 or 12 months. Meanwhile, people in the besieged city of El Fasher are facing starvation.
The rapid support forces have held the city under siege for more than a year, despite the calls for the RSF to ease the blockade with aid trucks ready to go. They have not indicated that they will. In terms of the cholera in Tawila in particular, there is some aid coming through, although it is a difficult journey for aid workers to Tawila because of security and bad roads. But, you know, supplies are very limited, partly because of the access problems I mentioned, but also partly because of funding last week. The World Health Organization said it had received less than a third of the money.
That is Barbara Plett. More details at srnnews.com.